Next, we have letters to the Evening News with those writing in who are concerned about our coastline, who have hope for the city's industrial treasures, and are thinking about being more positive this year.
"We must protect our coastline," writes Malcolm Goodson of Cringleford. "Remembering the Norfolk floods of 1953, the power of nature, the devastation it brought, my hope for 2022 is for the government to place greater priority upon the protection of the natural environment that the communities of Norfolk enjoy, irrespective of economic factors, that future generations can also enjoy this beautiful county. We recall the late 1950s when school summer holidays meant cycling from Norwich to Sea Pauling and other coastal villages for the pleasure of the sea and the sand and countryside. So much of our coastline has already been lost, but for locally inspired projects, erosion would have taken more of our landscape. Climate change can no longer be in dispute, and whilst media attention focuses on the major disasters it creates around the world, we must not forget that the floods of 1953 could return to Norfolk with a vengeance. We must ensure that our sea defences protect not only our homes, but our precious landscape too."
Matthew Williams of Norwich writes of hope for the city's industrial treasures. "Norwich obviously has many urgent priorities at the moment, but it was heartening in the run-up to Christmas to hear that two of the original buildings at Trouse Pumping Station have just been awarded listed status by Historic England. This will hopefully increase the chances of saving them and incorporating them into any redevelopment of the area under the East Norwich Master Plan project. Apart from their intrinsic value as part of our industrial heritage, the surviving buildings contain a huge amount of embodied carbon and should be reused if at all possible. For one of the buildings, the prominent pumping station, that was first fired up in August 1871 to shift all of the city's sewage up to Crown Point, the announcement could be regarded as a late 150th birthday present. Even without COVID, imagine what our lives would be like without drains and the ability to wash hands or flush the toilet."
"Let's try to be more positive in the new year," says Nicola Caudle of Mattishall. "Christmas has come and gone. How has it left us all feeling? Maybe everything went as planned, but I expect for many it didn't. The pandemic has played havoc with the lives of families and friends, and sadly for some, life will never be the same again after losing a loved one. Our journey in this world has its ups and downs. My favourite saying is, few things matter much, and most things don't matter at all. Nothing is ever worth us fretting or worrying over, and yet most of us succumb at some point. Be like me and put a note in a prominent place next to the kettle or the television with the initials FTMMAMTDMAA. Apart from reminding yourself when things seem stressful, someone is bound to ask you what it means, and you may help them to feel more peaceful about a pending worry or dilemma by quoting the saying to them. Here's to lots of positive thoughts in the year ahead."